Yep, Saturday, June the 13th, 2009, Neville here. And I've just spent an hour or so upgrading a blog to WordPress 2.8, my primary blog, actually. Also took the opportunity to upgrade the theme I'm using, Thesis 2 version 1.5.1, released the other day. And it just struck me that I've been a big fan of Thesis since I bought it. It's a premium theme. You have to pay for it. I bought a developer license in August of last year. I've been through many of the versions, in fact, all of the versions since then, and it has been, generally speaking, a pretty painful experience for many. In my case, I've been frustrated mostly by the complexity of it. It is a hugely complicated theme in terms of understanding a lot of the coding that make it up. So if you want to do certain things, even though it does provide you with very easy interfaces in the WordPress admin system to tweak some things, it must be Murphy's Law that the thing I want to do, I could never figure out how to do it. But persevered, got that done. I've even got a testing thesis blog, which I've not updated for a bit, actually, now I think about it. But anyway, I installed this, and the point of mentioning a couple of things, this was the easiest, smoothest upgrade to Thesis yet, in which case it seems to me that 1.5.1, this is the one that developer Chris Pearson has now got absolutely right, it seems to me. A couple of things that I noticed, just the look of the site with this version compared to the previous one, it just looks nicer from a styling point of view, and this looks to me like lots of little tweaks have tidied up some things that just didn't quite look right, but you lived with, if you see what I mean. Hard to nail down and be specific on that. I also noticed that the pages in the admin system seem much more crisper in their design. They've now got more explanation. There's now links in the option, the main options page, to the support forums, to the user guide, to the developer blog, a link, of course, to the reseller page at Thesis. It gives you the version number. I mean, little details like that really, really do make a difference. And now you think, yep, this was worth the 170 whatever bucks that I paid. But I think Thesis from the beginning was something that was aimed more at the serious WordPress user. This is not for casual use, even though, and this may have been a communication confusion, much of the time from reading the forum comments, many people assumed it was for casual use simply because of its easier to use interface in the WordPress admin system that shielded you from a lot of the programming. So you have also things like Thesis OpenHook plugin to WordPress, which lets you add PHP code in a very easy way through grabbing onto things that hook into Thesis's system. That is hugely complicated, frankly, understanding that for a non-programmer. But it is very powerful. If you do get your head around it, and there's some terrific tutorials out there. So I guess my sum total is, and a couple of people have asked me about this, a number of people have, is Thesis worth getting? With this version, yes, it is. It's hugely customizable too. I've got some minor customizations on it, nothing massive. I've seen some phenomenal sites with Thesis. But this makes it now very worthwhile, in my opinion, version 1.5.1. It's kind of like everything up to this has been testing. It's been worthwhile, though, in that case, because this is very good from what I've seen so far. So those of you who have asked me, give it a shot. You've got to pay for it up front. You can't trial it. But if you're thinking about doing something that gives you the basis for a pretty good SEO-optimized blog, if that's important to you in particular, this is a good one. It's not one you're going to see everywhere because you've got to pay for it, but I think it's worth getting. So I'm pleased with this upgrade experience, and I'll keep going with Thesis. So anyway, some initial thoughts. I think this one is the tightest one. It's the best version yet. I'm pretty pleased with it. Nice work, Chris.